This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
And we have Tom Milano Jr. and Eric Coleman with us. Eric, a former NFL standout, active philanthropist, sought-after sports analyst, played with 9 consecutive seasons in the NFL with the Jets, the Falcons, Detroit Lions, and is an ambassador for Man Cave now. We've got Tom Milano Jr., who's a creative entrepreneur, 25-plus year track record, building successful companies, and his newest venture, his Man Cave Health, and helping men take better care of their bodies. I love that you're giving a spotlight on this, and you know the Milano Family Foundation has done so many great things and helped a lot of great charities, but I love that you went through, I don't like that you went through the experience, but that you went through it and then decided you were going to do something about it, and it is a real issue. Eric, talk to me for a minute. What is important to you about this, and why did you decide that you wanted to participate and be an ambassador for Man Cave?
Well, you know, the prostate cancer is very prevalent among African-American men, among men in general. And for me, you know, being a former player, having a platform to go out there and talk to my peers, to talk to fellow men and raise awareness about prostate cancer and what the great stuff that Man Cave is doing, you know, I was all on board. You know, I met Tom and we hit it off over lunch and we talked about, you know, where does Man Cave want to go? How many people can we help? How many people can we raise awareness for and let them know to go out there and get your physical examination? Make sure that you check your prostate and address this disease. You know, it's such a preventable disease if you just stay on top of it, get your check. So we're doing screenings where, you know, I love being involved in it and I'm excited for all the great events that are in the future.
Talk to me, guys, about what growth looks like. What are your goals? How do you want to expand this? What are some of the goals coming up?
So, you know, we opened on January 6th, and that first week I was on live television in local markets 3 times, had a bunch of published articles, and that has led to some tremendous momentum. Currently, we're talking to probably 12 or 13 different health systems across the country that have inquired off of, you know, seeing me and what I'm doing. It's nice for a change. When you're in business, you know, for the last 25 years, you're always soliciting, you know, people to do business with you. This is the first time I'm actually in a position where people are coming to me that want to do business. So it's kind of strange being in this position, but our goal is to roll this out into as many places as we possibly can. Not every one of them being within a health system, right? When you're dealing with a health system, there's a lot of bureaucracy. And when you're dealing with people in a health system, you're usually dealing with you know, patients that already, you know, that are sick at some point, right? My goal is to put these, you know, in a strip mall on a main road, and have a Man Cave Health banner on the street and have a licensed phlebotomist there, you know, all the time. A place where a healthy man can just stop in, get some information on prostate cancer and or men's health, stop in and get a free PSA test, which is why we're raising all this money. Have a place where local people, you know, we can have support groups. I have a couple of people that, you know, that are going to hopefully be on my board, and they're crusaders for this. And They hold support groups on a weekly basis, never in the same place twice, because people can't host them, right? Especially within a hospital. So, you know, we want to have, for everyone we have within a system, my goal is to have, you know, one outside the system.
Derek Champagne here. I want to connect with you to get your thoughts on the show, get your feedback on your favorite guests. Connect with me on LinkedIn right now. Send me a quick message. I look forward to talking to you.